Right order, it's time for another Dr. Varga podcast. Host Dr. Varga. In this episode, I will be reviewing Godzilla King of the Monsters, which was a 1956 Japanese-American science fiction kaiju film co-directed by Terry O. Morse and Ichiro Honda. It is the re-edited American adaptation of the 1954 Japanese film Godzilla. And this film has Raymond Burr, as well as the original stars of the Godzilla movie. And it stars Raymond Burr as American journalist Steve Martin, who's coverage of the Godzilla attack is what the focus of the film is about. American reporter Steve Martin. Let me go over this. American reporter Steve Martin. Is brought from the ruins of Tokyo to a hospital filled with maimed and wounded citizens. Miko finds him among the victims and tries to find a doctor for him. Martin recalls to a flashback, stopping over in Tokyo when his plane went inexplicable ship disasters are catching the attention of his attention. He starts reporting him. The sole survivor of one of the attacks washed up on Odo Island, and Martin flies there for the story with Tomo Iwanaga, a representative of the Japanese Security Defense Forces. He learns that the island's inhabitants long held belief that a sea monster god, one of them is Godzilla, is what's causing the disaster. That night, heavy rain and windstorm strikes the island, destroying many houses and killing some villagers. Locals believe that Godzilla, not the storm, are causing the deaths and all the destruction. Martin returns to the island with Dr. Yamani, who leads an investigative crew to Odo Island, where in the ruins, a huge radioactive footprints and a trilobite are discovered. As an alarm rings, and Martin and the villagers and Dr. Imani's crew head up the hill for safety. Near the summit, they see Godzilla's head and upper torso looking down at him and quickly flee down the hill. Dr. Imani returns to Tokyo with his findings. Godzilla was resurrected by repeated nuclear tests in the Pacific, and the military responds by attempting to kill the giant monster with depth charges, much to Yamani's dismay, as Martin contacts his old friend Dr. Daisuke Shirazawa for dinner, but Shirazawa declines due to planned commitments with his fiancée. Mikio, Dr. Yamani's daughter, goes over to Shirazawa's home to break off her arranged engagement to him, as she's actually in love with Hideo Ogata, a salvage ship captain. But Dr. Shirazawa, however, has a demonstration of his secret project, which horrifies her, and she's sworn to secrecy and is unable to break off the engagement after seeing what she saw. So she like totally forgot about it. Godzilla then surfaces in Tokyo Bay, and like the depth charges have like no effect on him, and he attacks the city. The next morning, the Japanese Special Defense Forces, arranges for a modification of tall electric towers along the Tokyo coast. Godzilla surfaces that night and easily breaks through the electric tower fences and the JSDF tank defense line using his atomic heat breath. And then using the tape recorder, Martin documents Godzilla's destruction of the city and is nearly killed during an attack during his reporting. Godzilla returns to the sea, leaving Tokyo in like total ruins, and Martin wakes up in a hospital with Emiko and Ogata. Horrified by what's happened, Emiko and the total destruction caused, Emiko reveals to Martin and Ogata the existence of Dr. Shirazawa's oxygen destroyer, which disintegrates oxygen atoms in salt water and causes all marine organisms to die of acidic asphyxiation. Emiko and Ogata go to Dr. Shirazawa to convince him to use the oxygen destroyer, but he initially refuses. But after watching a television broadcast showing the nation's state after the destruction, he finally decides to do it. But he destroys all his records in the process. A Navy ship takes Ogata and Shirazawa out to the deepest part of Tokyo Bay to plant an underwater weapon near Godzilla. Wearing deep sea diving gear, they go in, lowered by lifelines to the bottom, and after they move into position, Ogata signals to the surface to be pulled up, but Shirazawa delays his descent, suddenly activates the device. He radio on the surface telling that it is working, and he removes his knife and cuts his diving helmet's oxygen supply, taking the secret of his oxygen destroyer to his grave. The mission succeeds in obliterating and destroying Godzilla. And aboard the ship, they mourn the unexpected loss of Dr. Shirozawa. In this moment, Art makes a final observation. The menace is gone, was so good as a great man, but the world could wake up and live again. Great movie, two thumbs way up, even though it's not as good as the Japanese version, but still very, very good. I definitely recommend it for any Godzilla fans, because this one is just fantastic. And an instant classic. Peace out, peeps, have a going, Kings on this podcast, going to send them a salsa warm, took our own potato to Shadriana, and we're in our new production studios, and this is our second weekend of studios. Peace out, peeps, have a good one.